Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com, and let's talk about manifesting love. Why not? So I'm going to give you some tips and guidance from my program, Manifest Love in 8 Weeks, which is actually going to turn into a book. I don't know when it's going to turn into a book, but it will turn into a book eventually. So I thought I'd give you some peaks of the program that you can use in your own life. So get a pen and paper while I give you my pitch. In case you're new to this program, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com and pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. The 1-year option is brand new. And it may not be right for you, but I know it's right for someone. And consider my other packages as well. Okay, I'm so excited I came and pitched because I thought, let's manifest some love. How fun. Okay, first and foremost, if you're ready to manifest love, I want you to be deeply devoted to taking care of yourself. Because as you take care of yourself, magical things will start to happen in your world. It's quite miraculous. It's like, you know, all the things you put to the side or say you don't have time for, and you start devoting energy into loving and caring for yourself, whether it be being devoted to your workout routine or eating a certain way or getting enough sleep or reducing stress or setting healthy boundaries or drinking enough water, whatever it is, getting your house all cleaned up, focusing on your appearance. It puts you in the vibration of attraction, and particularly attracting the love that you want. So pick one thing that you're going to be devoted to, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's up to you. You know in your heart what you need to do. Pick one thing, write it on a piece of paper, and say, I am committed to this until I manifest love. So it can be anything. It can be, again, keeping your house clean. It can be updating your wardrobe. It could be healing a relationship with a family member. It could be healing your relationship with work. Maybe you overwork and you need to create some boundaries around that. Just do it. Commit to it until you manifest love. Next step is you got to declare to the universe that you are ready for love and a romantic relationship, and write it down, say it out loud, tell someone you trust. You can tell me, send me an email and tell me. Define what type of relationship you're looking for, casual, long-term, marriage. And really, before you declare it, I want you to feel into it, because you might be telling yourself a story that you only want casual because you're so busy. But then as you lean into it and allow yourself to feel past that story, you may realize, oh, you know what? That was just kind of sabotage. I really want to be married. So feel into it. Pick what feels true and right to you. And then write it down. Declare it to the universe. I am ready for this. I'm ready for a romantic relationship that leads to marriage. I'm ready for a long-term romantic relationship. I'm ready for a casual romantic relationship. Make your declaration. Next, I want you to spend time, 5 to 10 minutes, imagining yourself in that ideal relationship. Imagine it in your mind. Feel the positive emotions as if they're happening. And when you imagine it, you will start to think you're really in the relationship. Feel all the highs of being in love. You know, you might want to imagine your first date with this person. You might want to imagine your wedding. You might want to imagine introducing each other to your friends and family, going on some special adventure, whatever it is. Just imagine that you're doing it with that special someone. And you can, honestly, this step, you can do it a lot of different ways. Like I have been doing my visualizing or imagining has been and it's an exercise my spirit guides give to clients all the time, but I finally did it too. I've been imagining talking to my partner, like energetically talking to him, not talking to him as if we're in a scenario, but talking to him knowing that we will be meeting, right? And I'll, you know, tell him what's going on in my life and how I'm preparing to meet him. And I feel into what his responses would be. And it's like, dude, I already know this man. Like, I know him. I know him. And what it's helped me to do in this visualizing and imagining, it's helping me when I'm dating to not settle for less than this man, right? So as I was on a man fast, which eventually I'll talk about, for 60 days, and I just came out of my man fast. And so now that I'm back out there and I'm swiping, I am less likely to swipe on someone who I know is not a match. Maybe they're just cute. And so I'll swipe yes. Or maybe they wrote something clever in their little profile. I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's cool. And I'll swipe. So now I don't swipe on those people. And I don't, when I do match with someone, if they clearly, I feel into them, and if they're not a right fit, I'll quickly make them a no. So it's helped me to create some boundaries for myself in the dating process, because I've been having these energetic conversations with my man. Okay, next, you got to let go of the doubt. This step is probably the most difficult, but the most important. You can't attract the love that you desire until you release doubt. You have to believe it's possible. You have to believe it is easy to attract the love you seek. So ask yourself, why can't I have what I want? Why can't I have the type of relationship I desire? And just pay attention to what comes up. This isn't an intellectual exercise. It's a tuning in exercise. And just your subconscious, your intuition, everybody that's all up in you, all the little parts of you, will tell you if you allow them to. And don't poo-poo it. Just let it come out. Like, oh, this is why. I'm afraid this is going to happen. Or I think this is going to get in the way. Or I don't think it exists. Or, right? So just start having that conversation with yourself, why you can't have the type of relationship that you want. And then keep asking yourself this question until you can identify what thoughts and beliefs or even behaviors have been keeping you single. Make a list and then release that. Burn it or submerge it in water and pray, I am now free of these beliefs for my highest and greatest good. Now, if you've loved and lost, meaning you've been in a relationship and it didn't work out, or you've struggled with dating in the past, then you might naturally want to hold on to your cynicism or negative beliefs as a way to protect yourself. The payoff for not attracting the love you desire is that you will not get hurt again. All makes sense, right? It takes courage to put yourself out there again. It takes courage to admit that you've overlooked red flags in the past. So just ask yourself what was going on there. Why those relationships suck so bad. And your intuitive self, your wise self, will guide you accordingly. Just keep asking yourself. You will get to the bottom of it. And then keep, just the same way as I talk to my partner, I have to keep talking to that part of myself that wants to be resistant to him, right? So just keep talking to that part of yourself. And as it reveals pieces to you, start to reframe and rearrange those ideas. Love and romance is real. True love and romance exists. And the more that you can release the doubt, you can start to feel that it's real. Feel that it's real. Feel that it's real. And the more you feel it, that's the juice that draws what you want to you. So clear out what doesn't work, the doubt. Look at why you have the doubt, reframe the doubt, forgive the past, and then feel love and romance. Feel love and romance. And you can do that in a host of ways. Maybe music makes you feel romantic. Maybe watching romantic comedies. Maybe reading romance. Talking about romance. Whatever it is, just keep feeling the feeling of love and romance. And remember that the person that you're looking for is looking for you too. They want to be with you, And they can't connect to your heart if you're feeling doubt. So the more that you feel romance, it's like this magical can opener to your soul. And you start to believe that it will happen. So I think that's why feeling is such an important part of the manifestation process. And stay in it, you know, get on your apps, however way in which you like to meet people, do it. Do it and be committed to it and go full out. Don't half-ass it, right? I mean, I tried to half-ass it when I first came out of my man fast, and I knew I needed to rewrite my profile, but it was like, no, I'll just use my old one. And I was just getting junk, and I, you know, with all due respect to them, great guys, just not my guy that I've been talking to, right? Like, energetically. So what I had to do was like call myself on my own bullshit and rewrite the profile. And so I feel confident that I can, the profile's doing the job for me, you know. I don't have to work so hard at it. So figure out the ways in which you might be sabotaging your dating process. Be sincere, be genuine, be true. If you are new to online dating, screen hard, put pictures up that represent who you are presently. Make sure you have a full body pic, because that's just, you know, it's just, everybody has their preferences. Be transparent about that. If you're feeling some insecure about your body, release that. Which, you know, I could do a whole show on that. And answer sincerely. Like, answer, like, I fill out every question, every little thing they ask me, you know. And I do that sincerely, not from a place of what would somebody be looking for, but what is truly me. And that has always worked. Always, always, always works. And then have fun. Have fun with the process. Have fun with the process. Know what you want. Know why you want it. Believe you can have it. Know what doesn't work for you. We've talked about that many times. I have my exercise, the three lists of 15. The first one is, what do you want in a mate? What are the deal breakers? And what do you want in a relationship? So make those lists. And then get out there. Get out there. Let it be fun. Let it be fun. Open your heart. Don't put any time limits on it. Just allow it to work at the divine perfect time and in the divine perfect way. So those are my tips for manifesting love. That was fast. And this is a whole 8-week program. So this was just bits of week one. But I look forward to putting it out in a book so that I can share it with all of you. If you are looking for love, if you are ready for love, I would love to support you. Please consider, let's see, the best package for looking for love, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, which is the newer package that's a month. I can help you get your energy aligned so that, you know, in a month, you can, you know, you're ready. The Up-Level Intuitive Coaching Package is great because not only can I help you get your energy aligned, I can help you and support you as you're moving through the dating process so you are staying in alignment with what you say you want. Then the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package was actually designed for the dating process. It's a 3-month program, 8 sessions. You get to work with me, you get text message support. All my packages have text message support. So that makes it great because you can do work in text and then you get to your session and you can focus on something else. Yeah, all my services are designed to help you manifest the love of your life, if that's what you want or whatever you want to do. So again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, because again, for some reason, the shows are not updating. But if you subscribe, Apple Podcasts send you a little notice and says, hey, Amy has a new podcast. So sign up for that. Until next time, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Date responsibly. Date soulfully. Date with your full heart. Goodbye.